You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the I'm in Love with That Song podcast. My name is Brad Page, your host here, as we explore a different song each episode on our quest to understand what makes great songs great. Well, there's some sad news to talk about here on this episode. On July 19th, 2020, we lost Emmett Rhodes. Now, Emmett Rhodes isn't exactly a household name, but he could have been. And maybe should have been. Emmett Rhodes was a brilliant songwriter, a great singer, and he could play drums, guitar, piano. He could do it all. He was one of the first musicians to make records in his own home studio, playing all the instruments himself. He was born and raised in America, but he was a natural at capturing that British 60s sound. In fact, a lot of people mistook his songs for Paul McCartney tracks. Emmett Rhodes was often referred to as the one-man Beatles. Emmett was born in February 1950 and grew up in Hawthorne, California, home of the Beach Boys. He was a drummer first and had his first taste of success with the Palace Guard when Casey Kasem invited them to perform on his local TV show called Shebang. They released a couple of singles, including Falling Sugar, in 1966.
Mud is so deep that I can't see for eat. If you would come back, you make my thoughts see sweet. And they tumble down like falling sugar.
Emmett was only 15 years old when he played drums on that record. By 1966, he left that band to start his own, more ambitious group, the Merry-Go-Round. He taught himself how to play guitar and recruited Joel Larson from the Grassroots on drums, Bill Reinhart from the Leaves on bass, and his childhood friend Gary Cato to also play guitar. They went into the studio to record some demos, including a song called Live, written and sung by Emmett, which A&M Records heard and quickly signed the band and put it out as a single.
So, you're gonna go today, don't waste any time. Oh, and life a day is worth a million, soon you will find.
Live is a perfect example of 60s garage band pop. It's considered a classic now. It's been covered by other artists over the years, including the Bangles, who did a great and really faithful version of it on their first album. Check out their version.
So, you're coming through.
The Merry-Go-Round also released a second single called You're a Very Lovely Woman.
You're a very lovely woman, but I think I better turn you down this time. 'Cause you've used all of your charms on me, and I kinda miss the things I left behind. Girl loves me, is thinking of me, oh my friends, but you're a lovely woman.
To capitalize on the success they had so far, the record company rushed out an album that was really just their demos with some touch-ups and studio sheen put on them. The album was released in November 1967. It would be the only Merry-Go-Round album. A few more singles would follow, and then the band split up. Emmett Rhodes started his solo career, recording by himself in a shed behind his parents' garage. I imagine there'll be a lot of tributes coming out to Emmett Rhodes over the next few weeks, deservedly so. And I wanted to do my own little tribute here. You'll probably be hearing a lot from his solo work, particularly that first album of his. That's just a great record. But I wanted to pick a merry-go-round song to play on this episode. Live is the song that's most identified with them, but my favorite track of theirs is a song called Listen, Listen. It's one of those singles that came out after the album in 1968, I think, so it's not actually on their one album, but it is a great track. Written by Emmett, of course, it is a slab of pure 60s psychedelic pop. I love this song. It opens with a guitar lick that's sounding the alarm, then the band kicks in with some great vocal harmonies. That short little intro reminds me of the beginning of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in the best possible way, just as a really strong opening. This next section has a little bit of a Hendrix feel to it.
Listen, 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 listen.
Right out of the gate, he's commanding your attention with a really strong hook right at the beginning. The verse slips back into more of a Beatles groove.
Listen, listen, don't need to hear what they say. 'Cause the words are drowned out by their play. Don't need to know the meaning. 'Cause the meaning is lost when he starts screaming. But there's nothing you can do or say when the band begins to play. But to listen, listen.
The lyrics here are all about going to see a show by a great band and getting caught up in their performance. I think the energy level and rawness of their performance really captures that feeling. The backing vocals make such a difference here.
Well, there's nothing you can do or say when the band begins to play. You better listen, listen. You better listen, 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 listen.
You've got that brittle fuzz-tone guitar that solos through the whole song. I love it. This last verse has my favorite lyric in the song. I've been here over an hour. It don't get no softer, just keeps getting louder. That sounds like a good show to me.
Been playing rock and roll ever since they were babies. And there's nothing you can do or say.
Listen for the last little scream he does right before the fade. Listen, Listen by the Merry-Go-Round. In his entire career, Emmett Rhodes recorded 5 albums total between 1967 and 73, and then basically disappeared. He did return in 2016 to make one more album called Rainbow Ends. And that's it. Just a handful of records. But he was hugely influential, especially in the power pop world. Anytime an artist makes a handful of influential records and then disappears, there's always a mystique that grows up around them, creating a legend. But I think Emmett Rhodes was just a really talented guy who had a vision, but maybe not the self-confidence or that ruthless streak it sometimes takes to make it in the music business. He made some bad decisions and signed some contracts he really shouldn't have, and he paid the price. He wasn't the first or the last real talent to be steamrolled by this industry. I'm only guessing, but I imagine he was haunted by those what-if questions. Those kinds of things can follow you your whole life, especially if you're a sensitive person, who, by all accounts, Emmett was. So, though his music was lost in time for most of the world, for a small group of diehard fans, he was loved. And among other musicians, he was highly respected. So raise a glass of your favorite beverage in honor of the late, great Emmett Rhodes. If you enjoyed this little taste of Emmett Rhodes, I highly recommend you check out the Rock and or Roll podcast, Rock and or Roll episode number 323, and you'll get a much deeper appreciation of his work. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the I'm in Love with That Song podcast. Episodes of this podcast are released on the 1st and the 15th of every month, so I'll be back with you in about 2 weeks with another episode. Until then, why don't you check out some of the other great music podcasts right here on the Pantheon Podcast Network. You can keep in touch with us on Facebook. Just search for the I'm in Love with That Song podcast, or on Twitter at PopStaffTweets, or on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com. Let's close out this episode with the full version of Listen, Listen by the Merry-Go-Round.
Start screaming, but there's nothing you can do or say. Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.